that was transition period for me where I just started exploring really what music, you know. I started learning about classical music when I was 18, 19 year old. I didn't know classical music exists, you know. I didn't know there's a Vivaldi, I didn't know there's a Mozart or a Igor Tchaikovsky, you know, Aida or all kinds of different music. So I didn't know there's Chinese classical music. I didn't know there's Aborigine traditional, you know, music and stuff like that. And, you know, after exploring that, it's still like kind of, I went back home and Sevda is a big part of my life because I'm, you know, engaged in, I love and I'm loved, you know, so that's why, I guess. And then plus it's music from my home, and it's kind of like go back to the roots. And
tell me your interpretation of Sevda, and is it something that's performed, or how is it shared here, or is it something we listen to, or is it something we get together and do? And just maybe for start, like what is Sevda?
It's love songs. That's what it is to me. And
singing for a girl, or for the love of where I live and the beauty of the surroundings, or
just like anything else, you know, there's different kinds of loves, of course, but there's mostly about love, you know, woman love, you know, and there's, you know, songs about country or patriotism love, but mostly it's about love, you know, and love songs, and that's the ones, you know, I enjoy the most.
Are they created, is it something you'll sit and compose, or is it something that's extemporaneous, it just comes, like,
Well,
maybe there's different ones.
Right now, in 21st century, I don't believe that like there's, you know, somebody who composes and writes Sevda songs anymore. It's more of the millennials now taking the old stuff and giving it new energy, you know. It's still with that touch of Sevda, but it's just like trying to get that movement going again, you know.
Do you sing Sevda yourself?
No, I don't. No,
but
I'm,
you
I'm,
just, you
yeah, I enjoy it. I enjoy it.